be making a big money summer transfer into your bank account. £5,000 cash. The Clyde One Super Scoreboard 5 grand fan with Ladbrokes.com. Please gamble responsibly.
Good evening and welcome to Clyde One Super Scoreboard's 5 grand fan. Rangers signed former Liverpool fullback John Flanagan on a 2-year deal. Neil Lennon's been handed a 3-match suspension following his celebration in Hibs' 5-all draw with Rangers, and there's movement in the transfer market for both Motherwell and St Mirren. I'm Andrew McLean and I'm delighted to say I'm joined in the studio by Alex Ray.
Good evening, Andrew. It's good to be here. A lot of action happening. You know, you look at John Flanagan signing a 2-year contract, Neil Lennon getting a 3-match ban. So it's been a busy day, really.
A busy day. And of course, you can grab yourself the chance to win £5,000 this summer. Weeknights from 6 until 7 is your chance to come on air and answer as many sporting general knowledge questions as you can inside 30 seconds. Plenty of time left to get involved with finals weeks not starting until July 23rd. A 6 will get you on the leaderboard, but we've got two people setting the pace at the top of the leaderboard: David McGill from East Kilbride and Stuart Buchanan from Stirling. They've got a 7. Can you do better than that? If you think you can, head to Clyde1.com where you can find all the information and instructions to register, or head to our Twitter at ClydeSSB. Our pinned tweet is at the top and that will take you there. Why wouldn't you want to enter for £5,000, Alex?
It's a winner. Get you a nice holiday, contribute to a nice suntan, Andrew, and it's good to take part as well. You know, the questions have been really difficult. I've been listening most nights, and you've got to have good general knowledge to compete in this tournament.
We'll make sure to get involved, but I think we should start with this. Some sad news coming out of Rangers today, that former striker Johnny Hubbard has sadly passed away at the age of 87. The South African, well, he was dubbed the penalty king, wasn't he, because of his success from the penalty spot. He scored 65 of 68 penalties in his spell at Ibrox that spanned over a decade. 236 appearances, 106 goals. Yeah. And how about this? To this day, he's still the only foreign-born Rangers player to net an Old Firm hat-trick. That was in 1955. Chairman Dave King said Hubbard was an inspirational player and a wonderful person.
Yeah, I think obviously it was before my time that Johnny played for Rangers. Every time I came across him round about the corridors walking about Ibrox, he was always a very humble guy, and he was always a lovely big smile as well. So sadly missed, and you know, his record speaks for itself there.
Yes, our thoughts are with the family of Johnny Hubbard. Well, we touched on it at the start of the show. Rangers made their 7th summer signing today, John Flanagan signing on a free transfer after he left Liverpool. 25-year-old flew out to Rangers training camp in Spain. He met up with Steven Gerrard and his squad. He underwent his medical this morning and penned a 2-year deal today. Flanagan, of course, played with Steven Gerrard at Liverpool, so a player that the new Rangers boss knows very well.
Yeah, I think him and Gary McAllister know him from his time at Liverpool. He's obviously had some troubles off the park recently. He's paid his penance. He's going to have to do some community service on the back of that. But I think it's an opportunity for the boy to come and play football. I'll be interested to see where he fits in. He's a natural right back. Will that affect Tavernier? Or I've always been one that believes that you have to have competition for each position. So, you know, if John Flanagan will be getting in there trying to be number one, he'll try to push Tavernier. So the more of that you've got for Rangers, then the better it will be, because players have to play at the top level, otherwise they'll be pushed aside and the other guy will take up the mantle.
There certainly looks to be strength and depth in that fullback position now, with John Flanagan and James Tavernier down the right. You've got Lee Wallace and Declan John down the left. Two new central defenders as well. Steven Gerrard clearly building from the back.
Yeah, you've also got Alan McGregor as well, Andrew, who was one of the earlier signings. So I think it was a part of the team that was struggled last year. That comes about as well with, you know, you're holding midfielders, protecting the back line as well. So he's recognised that was one of the weak links of the Rangers team. I think offensively they scored as many goals as anyone in the league. So I think, you know, he's building from the back, and I think that's a wise decision. It's interesting, we spoke at all this prior to the end of the season, how many players would he bring in? That's 7 players already that he's brought in, and I would suggest there'll be a few more.
Well, when you think of John Flanagan, you look back, in my memory anyway, he seems to have been around forever. You look back to 2014 when he was really sort of at his peak at Liverpool. He was starting regularly for them, but not only that, he won an England cap. He was actually in England's standby list for the World Cup in 2014 for Roy Hodgson's squad, so there's clearly potential there. Steven Gerrard must think that he can unlock it.
Well, when I seen him breaking through as a young boy, you know, he was breaking through to the Liverpool team. There's some really good players at Liverpool at that time, and you think, this kid's got something. There was a boy, Jack Robinson, who I worked with as well, who did a similar thing. He's now playing in the Championship. So, you know, they'll be looking to try and get John back on the front foot. He's clearly lost his way in the last couple of years, most recently at Bolton, which is a decent standard, the Championship. So it's about trying to integrate him into the squad, trying to get him up to one of the key things that's been coming out of the Rangers camp is the fitness levels. I'm led to believe that, you know, they're getting run into the ground, which isn't a bad thing in terms of trying to get them up to speed. But they have to get them match sharp as well for these European qualifiers coming up.
Not only have they been vigorously training, but it was a vigorous medical that John Flanagan went through. He's had injury problems. He did have a knee problem. He hadn't played much for Liverpool in the past few years. As I said, 2014 was really the sort of year where he played a lot of football, but then fell away after that. He had loan spells at Burnley and Bolton. But, you know, if he can get that run of games going, you know, Rangers could be onto a good thing.
Yeah, well, listen, the thing is, it works well for everyone. Steven Gerrard knows him very well. It's a case of bringing him in and trying to get him back to the level which we spoke about there a couple of years ago. He's clearly, as we've just mentioned, that he's got one or two issues that he's hopefully over now for his sake to get his career back on track. And it's a great opportunity for both parties. So if they can get him at it, they've got a player of stature. You know, you're talking about an England international there.
Another person that knows John Flanagan quite well is ex-manager Brendan Rodgers.
Yeah, well, it's interesting because, you know, there's obviously this link. I think that's what makes this season very very good to look forward to. You look at, you know, the Brendan Rodgers, Steven Gerrard aspect, the pupil come against the teacher. So it's going to be an absolutely brilliant season. It'll be really interesting to see, because I think it's important to go off to a flyer so you can lay down the marker. Rangers are up at Aberdeen for the first one away from home. So, you know, you need to hit the ground running.
Do you think it'll be strange in Old Firm games this season when you've got, you know, Steven Gerrard in one dugout, Brendan Rodgers in the other dugout, two men that have obviously worked closely with each other, that had a close working relationship? Do you think they'll, you know, you wouldn't think it would be hard to sort of put that aside, especially when one's the manager of Celtic and one's the manager of Rangers?
Yeah. No, listen, they'll be very professional in what they're doing. They'll be wanting to win the game. The two of them are very driven guys. So, you know, I actually think it's mouthwatering. I think this is going to really add to the whole show, if you like, of Scottish football. You know, Rangers have been languishing the last few years. Celtic have been very dominant. So it's important that Steven Gerrard tries to turn round that mentality, the fitness aspect that he's touched upon. And it's okay saying all this. It's about trying to kind of cultivate a culture in which you actually deliver all the things that they're trying to turn round. And obviously by bringing in all these players, it gives him more of an opportunity to gel his own stamp on the squad. And then obviously with the current guys, and it's about marrying them two together and trying to get a winning formula to try and challenge Celtic.
Steven Gerrard obviously using that Liverpool link there, bringing in John Flanagan. Another player that he brought in from Liverpool on loan was Ovi Ejaria. He joined up with Rangers today. Another young prospect there.
Yeah, well, so much so that Liverpool have offered him a long term contract. He signed that. They obviously feel as if it's in his interest to go and play first team football. And it's an opportunity for the boy to come up here. I spoke to one or two people at Sunderland. He was there last year, and they say he's quite impressive. Young man, middle of the park, plenty of strength. It's one of the things that Rangers have actually lacked in the last couple of years. They've lacked physicality, so much so that Celtic have been very dominant in all the games. So I think Steven Gerrard, when you look at the two centre-halves he's brought in, you know, they've been quite robust, big guys. So it's an aspect that he's seen that they need to be more physical against Celtic.
Jarry and Arfield are two of the more forward players that Gerrard's brought in. Do you think that that's an area he now needs to start looking at since he's addressed the defence?
Yeah, well, I think it's important that they'll probably look at another striker. It'll be interesting because they're obviously talking about he wants to keep Morelos in terms of the goals that he delivered last year. It's an interesting one with Morelos. There's obviously people saying, and I was one of the guys in the show when it was muted at £8-9 million, whatever it was. I was like, it's a substantial amount of money, and I thought if Rangers were, it would probably be beneficial to take it. You step back and go, if this boy progresses, if Steven Gerrard can get the best out of him and he capitalises on the chances in which he actually made, you know, he finds himself in really good pockets within the box. And if he can actually capitalise on that, then he could be really important for Rangers going forward.
Well, it did look as if Steven Gerrard has given him his vote of confidence while he was over in Spain. He said as a player he's, you know, really interested in, you know, having as a striker for this season. But when you look at the other striking options, Jason Cummings, he's away back to Nottingham Forest. Eduardo Herrera didn't even make the trip to Spain. So you think numbers are needed in that position?
There's no two ways about it, Andrew. I think Herrera's, they'll try and ship him out. The fact that they left him behind tells you everything you need to know. So they'll try and get some sort of probably a loan deal because of the wages. If they could offload him, I would probably suggest that they would do that. Cummins, I'm not sure whether he'll come back or not. He didn't really set the heather on fire when he was here. So I would suggest that there'll probably be about another one or two striking options for Steven Gerrard, because you wouldn't go into the season with two strikers, I wouldn't imagine.
The Clyde One Super Scoreboard £5,000 fan with Ladbrokes.com. Please gamble responsibly. Make a big summer signing now and sign up at ClydeOne.com.
Well, it's time to get our first contestant on the line, and that is Terry in Barrhead.
Evening, Andrew.
Evening.
How are you, Terry? It's good to hear from you, pal. This is Andrew. This is my minister from the Tron Church in the city centre. So good luck, Terry.
Is it really?
No, it is. Yeah, he said to me he was hopefully going to try and get on the show tonight. So I recognised his voice.
Oh, there we are.
So I wish you well, Terry.
A nice connection here.
He beat me. He beat the pundit once back in the day. I've never lived it down.
Right. What we'll do is we'll test Alex with these questions afterwards, and we'll see how you get on against him. Maybe you'll get another one up on him there.
Okay, thank you.
Good luck, Terry.
30 seconds on the clock as usual. Answer as many questions as you can correctly. If you don't know the answer, you can pass or you can guess. And as always, the aim of the game is to stay on the leaderboard until finals week. Does that all sound good to you, Terry?
Here we go.
Here we go. Boston Red Sox play which sport?
Baseball.
Beşiktaş, Fenerbahçe and Galatasaray play in which Turkish city? What was the final score between Denmark and Australia this afternoon? Black Cats is the name of which English club?
Sunderland.
Which Brazilian midfielder of Manchester United signed for £47 million? Who did Argentina face tonight in the World Cup?
Croatia.
Rangers have completed the signing of which fullback?
John Flanagan.
Who did France play this afternoon?
Peru.
Yes, Peru.
Well,
you got
done,
that one,
Terry.
Just in time. How do you think you got on, Terry?
Alright, I think I missed one, maybe.
Right, we'll read through them. We'll give Alec a wee test, and we'll see how he gets on as well. Boston Red Sox.
What was baseball.
Baseball. There we are, straight in there. So that was a good start. Beşiktaş, you came in a bit early on this one, Terry.
Yeah, man.
You said Turkey, but the question was, in which Turkish city? Alex?
Istanbul.
Istanbul, indeed. We were talking about Liverpool earlier on. Istanbul, it's a nice connection there as well. It's all happening tonight. What was the final score between Denmark and Australia this afternoon? Terry, you said 1-1, and of course that was the score. Black Cats is the nickname of which English club?
Mill Team Sunderland, yep.
A club you know very well, Sunderland. Brazilian midfielder Fred joined Manchester United. Nice Brazilian name there, Fred. Who did Argentina face tonight in the World Cup? That is of course Croatia. We were just talking about him. John Flanagan is the fullback that has joined Rangers, and France, of course, played Peru this afternoon. So I make that a 7, and that puts you joint top of the leaderboard, Terry.
Terry,
how do you feel about that?
That's okay. I thought I'd need an eight, but I'm happy with a 7.
I'll tell you what, you're only the third person to get a 7 so far. We've had a lot of 6s. 5's not good enough to get you on the leaderboard. The 6s are building up. 7s is exactly what we need to try and whittle this leaderboard down, and a 7 is what you have achieved. So there is a good chance that you will be on the leaderboard come finals week. So you must be delighted.
Fantastic. And good. Alec Ray's on the show as well.
Terry, do you know the interesting thing about it? I know you're all nice and calm there. You'll be sitting there now. As soon as you put the phone down, you'll be dancing about the living room. I know you're like
you'll be doing a Neil Lennon style celebration, which I think we'll get to later on. But thank you very much.
Cheers, Terry.
Thank you very much, Terry, for phoning in. Well, if you think you can match that, you think you can do better, can you get a 7? Can you get an 8? Head to Clyde1.com and you'll find all the information and instructions you need to register. Or if Twitter's your thing, at ClydeSSB, go to our pinned tweet and you can find out all the information there. Alex, a 7.
Brilliant.
Hard to beat.
No, absolutely. And listen, it's a lot harder when you come on here. Now, most people sit at home and they canter through it. But when the pressure's on and you're trying to get the question out earlier, you know, I thought he'd when he says the turkey one early doors, I thought, oh, because normally that sets you off track. But he done brilliant. And to get 7, he's a good lad, Terry, as well.
He's done very well there. Well, we'll go back to Rangers. We were talking about them earlier on. Yeah. We were talking about John Flanagan, Ovi Ejaria, another Rangers player that's got a Liverpool link, Jordan Rossiter. We've not seen too much of him in a Rangers shirt. Towards the end of last season, he started against Hibs on the final day of the season. I was covering that game for Super Scoreboard with Gordon DL. He put in an impressive performance Now is really the time. You'd think under a player that, you know, as a Liverpool fan growing up, he would have idolised in Steven Gerrard, that this really could be the time for him to kick on.
Do you know, I actually thought he'd done really well against Hibs on the day. I thought he was very industrious. He got about the park, he put his foot in, and he just gave you that kind of bit of security in the middle of the park where Rangers have actually struggled in that area. And one of the key things for the boy is that he needs to actually get a pre-season under his belt. He needs to try and get a run in the team so that he can get his career up and running at Rangers. It's been a really difficult couple of years for him. And, you know, he's obviously one that Steven Gerrard would know. He probably worked with a couple of years ago as well. You know, knows what he's capable of. So for the boy's sake, you know, and Rangers' sake, you're hoping that he can actually kick on and start kind of getting down to what really.
I always think he's quite an old school player when I watch him. You know, he's got the black boots. He's got the, you know, he's not shy of a tackle. He certainly seems like, you know, I think it's sometimes been a problem area for Rangers, you know, that sort of holding midfield area. Andy Halliday obviously played there when Rangers were in the Championship. They've not really had someone that's managed to hold down that spot. He could be the long-term successor.
I think Ryan Jack was one of the ones that they brought in. You know, he obviously got injured against Motherwell, which was a bad tackle. But overall, you're looking at that and you're saying to yourself, Rosters may well have a big part to play next year.
Well, we'll be giving you the chance to win a hamper of food and drink worth £250 in association with Key Store after the break. And we'll also be hearing from Rangers midfielder Greg Docherty and talking about Neil Lennon's ban. All that after the travel with Amber.
The Clyde One Super Scoreboard £5,000 fan with Ladbrokes.com. Download the app and have a bookie in your back pocket. Please gamble responsibly. Com.
Alex Ray here with me, Andrew McLean, on Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Lots to get through in this part, so let's get straight into it. I'm sure you'll remember this, Alex. Neil Lennon, final game of the season. What a game it was. Rangers 5, Hibs 5 at Easter Road. Hibs scored a late equaliser. Lennon ran onto the field doing his aeroplane celebration. Well, today he's been given a one-match ban for it. And not only that, he already had a two-match suspended ban for his furious bust-up with Kevin Clancy and a game against Kilmarnock earlier on in the season. So he'll be in the stands for Hibs' first three games of the season.
Yeah, well, listen, he's obviously very emotive after the goal. He celebrated in the manner that he did. He felt as if he was getting a lot of grief from the Rangers fans. And I think he's on record as saying that it was worth, you know, the celebration. Now he's obviously having to pay the price for that. And unfortunately, he's going to be suspended for three games. And, you know, he'll need to watch himself going forward in terms of, because this will end up carrying forward as well with a previous misdemeanour. So, you know, it's something that Neil will have to look at as well, Andrew. It's not a case of constantly, you know, he's the one that's actually doing these things. And it's ultimately costing Hibs because he's going to be suspended. And having been suspended myself, And sitting in the stand, you don't have the same impact. You know, the players like to see the manager at the sidelines, and you know, he's paying the price.
I mean, we all love a late goal. Emotions were running high, but you just can't run onto the pitch like that as a manager, can you?
No, listen, he's got caught up in the whole emotion of it all. But listen, it's understandable in terms of there was 5-4, and to get a goal so late on, you know, it kind of rubbed the Rangers fans' noses in it. And he obviously celebrated. I think a lot of it was a part of the midweek one as well against you know, Hearts, when he was talking about he might not be there in the summer. So he was obviously going through a bit of a difficult time at that point, whereas he wasn't sure where he was coming or going, and, you know, to get a goal so late on. But listen, for every action that you do running, whether it's running on the pitch, you have to pay that price. And so, you know, he's obviously have to get the three matches.
Do you think it'll affect Hibs much having him in the stand?
Well, listen, I've served suspensions, and I always feel as if you're better placed to be in the touchline. I don't think your assistant or one of your coaching staff have the same impact. And, you know, if you want to get the message, you have to go through the manager on the stand, whether it's through the mobile or try to get some sort of communication to see where you're going, you know, to organise the team. So it will, obviously, but, you know, he'll try and prepare them best he can leading up to all these matches. So only time will tell whether that has an impact or not.
Well, as we have been doing this week, we've been hearing from Rangers out in Spain. Our reporter Ronnie Charters has been at their training camp. We've been speaking to midfielder Greg Docherty. He says he's excited to learn under two legends like Steven Gerrard and Gary McAllister. He says it's an unbelievable experience so far. The former Hamilton man also sees it as a fresh start this season after the disappointment of last, and says that big improvements are needed this campaign.
The Clyde One Super Scoreboard 5.
Well, that's clearly not the clip that I meant to play, but how about we actually hear from Greg Docherty this time?
Absolutely, and the manager made that message clear when he came in. He first spoke to him. He said it's a new start for us all, and this camp is going to be, so it's a chance for us to impress him. And again, he also added, said it's a chance for the staff to impress as well. So that kind of makes the players a wee bit less nervous, which is good. And yeah, it's been a good camp so far. But again, it's a bit unknown. It's a guy, obviously, he's been there, been at the top level, and it's a guy you really have a lot of players will look up to, and particularly as well having Gary McAllister, his assistant, another guy that's been there and done it, so to speak. So for us, it's fantastic to learn under these guys, and I'm really looking forward to it. I think for me coming in January, from just learning off the players, I think a lot of it was down to last season. They didn't get much of a break, and I don't think this season we've had a good break and now we're raring to go. But last year, I think mentally the players must have been tired as well. Having 10 days off isn't ideal. Obviously, circumstances led to that. There's not much you can do. But this season we've had time to get a good break in. We've had a rest and mentally we're fresh as well. And I think that will play a big factor in going into the later parts of the season, even in games, the latter stages of games, that really we can kick on, because we are a fit team and there's a lot of fit boys in this team. Yeah, a lot different, I think. But that's football. It was a bit of a crazy 6 months. But again, that's just the way things are, and you've got to learn from it, and I've got to take it my stride, and I feel I've done that. I've had the time to reflect, a month to take it all in now, and I feel like now I've settled in and I've came back and I'm a Rangers player now and I'm really ready to go. There's pressure, but we want to qualify as players. We want to play it. We want to play in Europe. We want to play at the highest levels possible, and for us this season that is Europa League. So we'll just take each game as they come, and then move on to the league again. It's an exciting start to the league already from the fixtures. So we'll just take the first game as it comes, and we'll need to be ready to go. Yeah, of course, you need to improve on third place last year. That wasn't good enough. We should have finished second, minimum. But like I say, last season's done now. I think for us, it's got to be just looking forward. You can't look back anymore. It's really got to... It's a fresh start. A lot of changes at training ground, a lot of changes at Ibrox and amongst the squad. And I think that's good. Maybe it was needed, and it's time to move on and for us to really push up the league.
Alex, improvements to be made, he says.
No, there's no two ways about it. You know, when you look at the run into that season just gone and periods throughout it, it was poor. You look at the home form from Rangers as well last year, it was abysmal. So there is room for improvement. And, you know, it is a fresh start under a new manager. It's a clean slate, he's already said that. But from young Greg Docherty's point of view, it's a really good opportunity for him to develop as a player. He's still relatively young in terms of his growth as a player. You've got Stevie Gerrard, who was one of the best midfielders of that generation, and then you've Gary McAllister, who was an excellent footballer. So they guys will take time, and particularly for the midfielders, they can learn, they can pick their brains, and as a group they need to be ready for this Europa League qualifying stage, and then obviously Aberdeen away. So there's a lot of work to be done in this short period of time. They need to get the physical aspect up to speed in Spain, come back, then they need to get the sharpness for the preparation for these games.
As a central midfielder, he couldn't really have asked for a better teacher than Steven Gerrard, really, could he?
Yeah, absolutely. But it's not just about the actual learning of the game. You need to learn to be playing in front of that environment. You know, some people didn't stand up, not just young Greg. You know, he was coming in to try and find his feet from Hamilton. And with the greatest respect to Hamilton, to Rangers, when you actually find about the magnitude of the both teams, Rangers, the demands, the pressure, the spotlight, and it's something I went in when I was 34, and you don't realise about the actual demands to win every single game. And as he touched upon, third place is not good enough for Rangers going forward.
That central midfield area, there's a lot of players, you know, towards the end of the season that were competing for those spots for Rangers. Is Greg Docherty one that you can see, you know, possibly holding down a first team place, or do you think he'll be more of a rotational player this season?
Well, it's difficult to say. You know, it's about who they actually bring in as well. You know, they'll be looking, they brought the boy in for Liverpool there as well. I would suggest that they'll probably bring in another one or two central midfielders. Ryan Jack still to come back. So it's a case of trying to put a marker down so that the manager goes, we like this boy, we like what we see. Does he fit into the actual style of play? So it's about putting all the ingredients together and then obviously trying to take it from there.
The Clyde One Super Scoreboard £5,000 Fan with Ladbrokes.com. Please gamble responsibly. Make a big summer signing now and sign up at ClydeOne.com.
Time for our second contestant of the day. Our first contestant got a 7. Scott, how are you feeling?
Not too bad.
Do you think that you can follow that display?
I'd be good if I could.
You don't know Scott as well, Alex, do you?
No, I don't, but good luck to you, Scott. It's only 70. To catch, it's not that bad.
Only 7. Cheers, Alex.
A Celtic fan, Scott. You're
Celtic fan, yep.
What are your thoughts of the season ahead?
Hopefully we can do a treble. But need a few new players, try and freshen up a wee bit.
Odson Edouard obviously coming in, record signing. Do you feel, where do you feel the improvements are needed now?
Defence, centre half. Need a right good centre half that can control the defence and organise it. If we want to move on in European football and Champions League and that sort of thing, but it'll be quite hard to get there as well. I think it's quite a tough draw that we've got for the first round and second if we get that far.
Well, here we go. Half a minute. You've got to answer as many questions correctly as you can. If you don't know the answer, you can pass or give it a guess. You never know, you might get it right. Aim of the game, okay, as always, stay on the leaderboard until finals week. We've already had a 7 tonight. A 6 is good enough to get you on the leaderboard.
Good luck, Scott.
Okay. Cheers.
Right, here we go. The Wombles, Dons and Crazy Gang are all nicknames for which London club?
Wimbledon.
Luka Modric is the captain of which country?
Croatia.
Which country will Celtic travel to in their pre-season training camp? Liverpool's Emre Can joined which Serie A team?
Sampdoria.
Thomas Tuchel is the manager of which French team?
Paris Saint-Germain.
Which La Liga club does Spain's Nacho play for?
Real Madrid.
Which London-based club was Jamie Mackey playing for when he won his first Scotland cap?
QPR.
There we go, got that last one in time.
Well done, Scott.
Right.
No bad.
Let's go through. The Wombles, Dons and Crazy Gang are all nicknames for which London club?
Yeah, Wimbledon, yeah.
Wimbledon, of course, the correct answer. Luka Modric is the captain of Croatia, of course. Celtic, pre-season training camp next week, Scott, you said?
Austria.
You said Austria, and that was 3 for 3. Emre Can has joined Juventus from Liverpool, so there's 4. Thomas Tuchel is the manager of which French team? Of course, he joined this summer, Paris Saint-Germain, taking over from Unai Emery. Nacho plays for Real Madrid, and QPR is the club that Jamie Mackey played for when he won his first Scotland cap. So I make that a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Another 7.
Yeah, absolutely brilliant. You done well there, Scott. It was some decent questions as well.
Another 7. How are you feeling, Scott?
That was quite pleased with that. Better than I thought.
Not bad at all. Well, thank you to Scott for joining us. That is our second 7 of the night. That means we now have 4 people top of the leaderboard on a 7. Not bad at all. It's a tough score to beat, Alec.
Yeah, well, listen, no pressure to the last contestant later on in the programme. 2 sevens, but it's impressive. It was consistent. But I think the key thing to this is trying to go off to a flying start.
Exactly. You know, you get the first few right, you get in a roll, and that's it. And that's exactly what Rangers will be hoping to do this season. They'll be hoping to kick off the season with a few wins, get the confidence under Steven Gerrard, and, you know, build from that.
Yeah, listen, I think it's important for Rangers to go off to a good start. They've got a relatively easy tie in the Europa League. And then obviously they've got a difficult one if they can get through that against the Croatian team who beat PSV home and away last year. So that won't be easy. But the key thing for Rangers as well is obviously trying to go up to Aberdeen and put down a marker. You know, I was really thought it was a mouth-watering tie going away to Aberdeen, one of your biggest rivals. And having gone up there, I know how difficult it can be. So that's one that we could actually really get them up and running.
As we touched on during the quiz on 5 grand fan there, Celtic away to Austria next week. A place you've been before for pre-season training.
Yeah, I was absolutely boiling. I was over there with Rangers and we didn't have any air conditioning in the rooms. It was brutal, and it was an extremely hard training camp under Alec McLeish as well. But you know, it's what you need at this time of the year. You know, you need to come back, you need to be fighting fit, and you need to be physically ready for the season ahead.
Celtic have 3 games over there. It'll be hot, we know that. That should prepare them well for, you know, a long trip to Armenia.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's how well you cope with that. You know, one of the things for these qualifiers is actually, you know, some of these countries, actually their league is up and running. They have that little bit more sharpness. And it's how you adapt to that. You know, you're trying to kind of get the cobwebs away. I know Celtic have several players over at the World Cup. How they can get the, you know, the boys that are here up to speed.
The Keystore Cup. They'll support you ever more with everything you need to enjoy a summer of sport.
Well, an amazing summer of international football is underway in Russia, and right now you could win a Key Store hamper worth £250. Snacks and drinks for you to enjoy while watching all the action in Russia. Hugh Keevans has been checking out some classic international goals for us. We've heard a few, an Archie Gemmell goal earlier on this week. We also had the hand of God last night, a controversial one. But there's a video on our Twitter of Ronnie and Hugh commentating on a famous international goal. We've got a new one for tonight. And if you go over there and check out at Clyde SSB, you can watch the video or listen to Hugh right now commentating on this famous World Cup goal.
Ah, I remember the scenery. The seaport of Marseille. The goal, therefore, formidable. The ball from Adabour. One touch with the right foot, two touches with the right foot, and the third, again with the right foot. He's a menace, this guy, but what a goal.
Well, Alec, any ideas?
No. No, I don't have any idea. I'm just trying to think who it was that scored the goal.
Right. Well, it was a very good goal. I can tell you that. A very good goal. A famous goal. I'll tell you what, there's a bit of foreign commentary from it. I don't know if that's giving away a bit of a hint here, but there's a bit of foreign commentary that is very, very famous from it. But if you think you know the answer, call now, 0141 951 1025, for your chance to be a winner with Keystore. Of course, if you want to listen again, head to our Twitter at Clyde SSB during the break. Watch the video we've posted. But be quick, because we'll have a caller on the line soon. You must be 18 or over to take part, because it's Glasgow in the West, and you must have an M, L, P, A, K, A, an F, K or a G like me in your postcode. After the break, we'll be hearing from Motherwell's new signing Alex Rodriguez. And that's all coming up after the travel with Amber.
The Clyde One Super Scoreboard £5,000 Fan with Ladbrokes.com. Bet and play and pull a result out of the bag. Please gamble responsibly.
Here with me, Andrew McLean, on Clyde One Super Scoreboard £5,000 Fan. And before we get down to business, there's been a Stuart's inquiry. Stuart from Drumchapel. Emery Chan, it was Sampdoria, you said, that he joined from Liverpool. I ticked it down as a correct answer. I thought, yes, you said Juventus, actually, yes. It was Sampdoria, you said. So unfortunately, it's going to go down as a six. The good news is, you're still on the leaderboard. However, you're not joint top of the leaderboard, because it was a six and not a seven.
Well, it's just an easy thing to do. You know, you're trying to fire the questions out rapido. And, but listen, you're still on the scoreboard, which is going to probably go into the final. So we'll look forward to hearing from him in a couple of weeks.
Well, we've got a caller on the line ready to hopefully give us the right answer and win £250 worth of hamper in association with Keystore. And a bit later, we'll be hearing from new Motherwell signing Alex Rodriguez as the Spaniard makes his move to Scottish football. Well, we've got him on the line. Here we are. It's Francis. Francis?
Hi. Hello.
Yes, Francis. Well, you've heard the clip. We don't want the answer yet, but just give us a, you know, give us a notion. You know, are you confident? Do you think you've got the right answer?
I think so. I hope so. Anyway, but I'm still quite young. I can't really remember. I've just seen obviously clips since then, but hopefully I'm right.
So your memories are just from watching replays?
Yeah.
Well, here we go. What we're going to do is we're going to listen to the clip again, and then we're going to get the answer from you. Here we go.
Ah, I remember the scenery. The seaport of Marseille. The goal, therefore, formidable. The ball from Adabour. One touch with the right foot, two touches with the right foot, and the third, again with the right foot. He's a menace, this guy, but what a goal.
Hugh Keevans says, what a goal. Alex Ray, I still don't think he knows. The look in his face, he doesn't have a clue what this goal is, but hopefully... Francis from Motherwell, hopefully you know what the goal is. Go on, put us out our misery.
Is it Dennis Bergkamp?
It is indeed Dennis Bergkamp, Netherlands against Argentina. France, 1998. A long through ball by Frank de Boer, about a 70-yard pass it was, taken down well by Dennis Bergkamp on his right foot. Cut in, then outside of the right boot, into the far top corner, past the goalkeeper. Congratulations, you've won yourself a £250 hamper of food and drinks, thanks to Keystore, to keep you going through the football this summer. Well, that'll certainly keep him going, Alex, won't it?
Yeah, nice little hamper there. That was haven't thought back. I remember that goal now, but
oh, now you remember.
Well, obviously, when you get the boys just told me, but well done, a nice hamper, some nice food, some drink to watch the World Cup. Can't ask for any more.
Well, Motherwell announced their fifth signing of the summer last night as Spanish midfielder Alex Rodriguez penned an initial one-year deal. The 24-year-old, he actually trained with Motherwell in January in their warm-weather training camp in Tenerife, but ended up moving to Romania instead. One of his teammates there was actually former Inverness midfielder Nick Ross, and Rodriguez says a chat with Ross actually sold him on a move to Scotland.
I'm delighted. It was a good impression. Everyone was very welcoming and friendly. We had a good couple of days there. It was a good camp, hard training, and I enjoyed it. I like a little bit of both parts of the game. I like to tackle and be aggressive, but I like to have the ball as well. So yeah, a little bit of both. I won't forget off the pad. I know here in Scotland they like to tackle and this. So it's something that I can do as well. So yeah. Short term, get adjusted. It's a new league. It'd be different, maybe more physical. So adjust to that as soon as I can. And then see after that. I'm going to take it step by step. Hopefully have a good pre-season under my belt. It's going to be good. And then get ready for the season. Yeah, I talked to him. I mentioned it to him that I might had a chance to come here, and he said to me, "Oh, you're gonna enjoy it there. The fans are great. You play against some big teams like Celtic, Rangers, Hearts. Everything. It's some big teams." He said you're gonna have a lot of fun in that league. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Alex, he certainly seems excited to be joining the madness of Scottish football.
Yeah, well, listen, the fact that he was in January, he's obviously been on the radar for Motherwell. They've managed to get over the line with this piece of business. They'll be looking to try and kick on again from last season. They'll try and get in the top six. Two cup finals was a remarkable return. I was watching some footage of Alex Rodriguez yesterday. He looks a decent player, looks comfortable on the ball. And like you said, he's got a range of passing that it was about 6 minutes footage. So he looked not a bad addition to Motherwell.
He says he wants to help Motherwell improve this season. How do Motherwell improve? Obviously, two cup finals was fantastic, but a top six finish, is that really what they should be aiming for this time around?
Well, listen, if they could get to the two cup finals every year, I would imagine they would be really delighted with that. You know, I think the fact that Kilmarnock came with an unbelievable run under Steve Clarke probably eluded them for that one of the spots in the top six. So they'll be looking to try and get in the top six, and if they can get in our cup final, it would be a remarkable achievement.
They certainly managed to, well, seem to be getting their business done early. Alan Burrows, their chief executive on Twitter, was saying that, you know, the squad is not far off complete, just a few tweaks needed. So, you know, you think in terms of getting the squad to gel, that'll really help, having it all wrapped up almost by, you know, July's not even started.
Yeah, listen, as a coaching staff and a club, you just want to try and get these boys in as soon as possible, because when pre-season starts, you get them in first and foremost. They start from day one for the physical aspect. Then you try and integrate them into the tactical side of things and how you're going to play going forward. The quicker they can do that, then they can obviously get the season up and running. And, you know, they didn't lose a lot of players either in the window. So that'll be really good for Stephen Robinson to kind of continue the good work he's already done.
And a signing that hasn't been completed yet, but one that we expect to be completed very soon. It's the signing of Darlington defender Josh Heaton. We're expecting him to join St Mirren on a 3-year contract. For a fee to be believed around £75,000. It's not often that a club like St Mirren are spending that type of money.
Well, it's obviously someone that Alan Stubbs knows very well. I think he worked with him at the training camp for Jamie Vardy, you know, for the non-league players who are trying to get them into the Football League. To pay £75,000, they've obviously got a lot of belief in this guy, and they're obviously backing Alan as well in the transfer market if this is the figure which we're led to believe. And again, they want to try and get their business done early doors so that he can get all the preparation for the start of the season.
Yeah, Alan Stubbs was an academy coach in the Jamie Vardy's V9 Academy. Josh Heaton certainly seemed to impress in that. He did.
The Clyde One Super Scoreboard £5,000 Fan with Ladbrokes.com. Please gamble responsibly. Make a big summer signing now and sign up at ClydeOne.com.
Third contestant of the evening, it's John in Moodysburn.
Hi, Andy.
Hi, John. Well, we've had a 6, which was the last score. We had a 7. Well, we had a false 7, which turned out to be a 6. We've had an actual 7, which will put our man Terry, Alex's friend, at the top of the leaderboard as well. How confident are you feeling?
It depends where the question's from.
That's what, the luck
John,
of it, really.
John, we have got confidence in you. Come on, let's see it. We're going for a seven here.
Well, Alex, being a Spanish, all the questions are about Rangers will be fine.
Well, 30 seconds on the clock to answer as many questions as you can. If you don't know the answer, pass or at least give it a guess. Aim of the game, stay on the leaderboard until finals week. And let's get straight into it. What is the name of Dundee United's home ground?
Canada.
Which sport does Ross Murdoch represent Scotland at?
Ice hockey.
Which Colombian sending off was the second fastest in World Cup history?
Hello, thank you.
Who was Rangers' league top goal scorer in 16-17 season?
Winter.
Gavin Riley has left which club?
Simon.
Who scored Egypt's consolation goal against Russia?
Hello.
Duncan Scott carried the flag for Scotland at the closing ceremony of the Commonwealth Games. What's his sport?
Oh, long jump. I knew I'd get a flag.
Yeah, there was a mixed bag of questions in there, really, wasn't there, Alec? Right, let's go through these. Tannadice is, of course, the home ground of Dundee United. You started off well, but swimming is Ross Murdoch's sport, so you only had one there. Carlos Sanchez, of course, got sent off early doors for Colombia, so that was two for you. Not Josh Windass, it was Kenny Miller. That was the top goal scorer at that season. Alec had that one down. It was St Mirren that Gavin Riley left, so that was three for you. Mo Salah was, of course, Egypt's goal scorer. And Duncan Scott, well, there was a second swimming question in there, but you didn't manage to get that right. So that was a three, John.
John, the questions were brutal. The rest are mid-football questions. The producer should be looking at you still in the mirror tonight.
I can see
it. If you're on first, you've got the best chance, because it's always about the World Cup.
That's a thing going.
To be fair,
doors,
the questions are completely random. They are completely random. It is just your luck, but there just happened to be a couple of swimming questions in there. But thank you very much to John. A three for him. We had a six in the middle of the show for Scott and a seven for Terry McCutcheon. If you think you can do better, head to Clyde1.com. You can find all the information and instructions you need to register, or if Twitter's your thing, at ClydeSSB, you can go to our pinned tweet. That's it for tonight's show. My thanks to Alex Ray for joining me, Andrew McLean, on Clyde One's Super Scoreboard 5 Grand Fan. The search continues tomorrow, where I'll be joined by Hugh Keevans. A score of 6, of course, required to get on the leaderboard. If you think you can do that, head to Clyde One to register. But don't go anywhere. Callum Gallagher, he's up next. He's got all the latest hits. That's after your latest news with Leslie.
The Clyde One Super Scoreboard 5 Grand Fan with Ladbrokes.com. It's not over till it's over. So bet and play now. Please gamble.